question. I strongly believe that we do have, amongst all the other things to do, to challenge UKIP. I've dealt with them very shortly in what I said, but I think we have to say they're wrong about the European Union. It is inconceivable that the British economy could prosper, inconceivable we could pull our weight in the modern world if we no longer combined with our most powerful allies locally. Our role in the world is the leading member of the European Union. That's how we get political clout. That's how we look after our economy. That's how we get bigger clout in the wider world. Not of our friends, not in Europe, but in the wider world, could understand it if we were to leave the European Union, just as none of our friends could understand the whole idea of Scotland leaving the United Kingdom in 2014. And I think we just have to boldly say that, to say that the UKIP, although the leader avoids the racialist sort of strains of the PSS, he has absorbed the BNP vote. He's taken on board BNP followers. There's a nasty undertone in his movement, even if he does sometimes quite well resist that creeping in. He does attract elderly male people who've had disappointing lives and are falling into the category, which I can understand only too well, of it's all not what it was and wasn't it marvellous. And there is all this foreigners thing. Of course we have to control immigration. Everybody really agreed that we are open to immigration from people contributing to the economy. We're not open to people who have no right to come here and are abusing it. But the idea that suddenly we've discovered that all our problems are caused of housing market, employment, pay levels and everything else by a wave of immigrants in the last 10 years is actually economic, historical nonsense, total nonsense. And we don't want the Europeans taking the same view towards the 1.5 million to 2 million British people living and working in Europe that UKIP wants us to adopt to people, Frenchmen and others who come here to contribute to our economy here. And just imitating UKIP, for example, agreeing with them that the Bulgarian hordes were a great threat to us when they were all about to hit these shores on the 1st of January and Keith Bass managed to find one, that actually gave them credibility, and we must take that credibility away. You know, this is the real world. We know what Farage is against. What on earth he's supposed to be in favour of? What we're in favour of is a modern Britain. So as the leadership is concerned, it's a very tempting offer. But to those of my friends here, they know that in my entire life, I have only given up one bad habit, and that is standing for the leadership of the Conservative Party.